Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, a weekly update from SIU Press, the scholarly book publishing unit of SIU. Last week, we took a dive into recent release, When Lambs Become Wolves, The Chilling Case of Sheila Von Wies Mack, by retired Sergeant Rasul T. Freelane, which is part of our Illinois Lives memoir series. This week, we're exploring another recent Illinois Lives book, Echoes of Cabrini Green, Letters to My Mother, by Rudolph Elliott Willis. In Echoes of Cabrini Green, Willis tells the story of his journey from Chicago's most notorious public housing project to the halls of academia and medicine. Framed as heartfelt letters written after his mother's death, this deeply personal narrative reflects on a childhood shaped by systemic poverty, racism, and uncertainty, showing how faith, education, and resilience can remake lives. Willis recalls the daily struggles of growing up Black in a family of 10 children in Cabrini Green, hunger, fear, and the constant threat of violence, alongside glimpses of neighborly solidarity, faith, and perseverance. He watched his father, a decorated veteran, retreat into silence and alcoholism, while his mother's frustration flared into anger. Throughout it all, she remained a moral compass. Her faith in God, unwavering work ethic, and quiet dignity gave her children a vision of something better. A summer at a Christian camp introduced Willis to serenity and the grounding power of faith. A passion for reading and a gift for learning propelled him to an elite high school, where he wrestled with the dissonance between two worlds. But because of his mother's enduring belief in education as a shield against the harsh realities of the world, he was ultimately able to thrive. Willis went on to graduate from Northwestern University and earn a medical degree, eventually becoming an oncologist and scientific researcher. In these letters, he shares with his mother his successes and setbacks, the triumphs and struggles of his siblings, his grief following their deaths, and the haunting demolition of Cabrini Green, the place that shaped him and so many others. Past, present, and future collapse. The crisp white coats and hallowed halls of medical school give way to the stained cinder blocks and echoing gunshots of Cabrini Green. Willis looks into the eyes of patients and finds his siblings staring back at him. He realizes Cabrini Green is not simply a memory. It is part of his identity, the crucible that formed him into who he is. With lyrical prose and unflinching honesty, Echoes of Cabrini Green is an invitation to imagine change in communities too often defined only by hardship, a testament to the power of faith, education, and personal resolve to transform lives, and a call to recognize the dignity and potential that endure even in the most neglected places. In the Chicago Review of Books, Ricardo Pierre Louis calls Echoes of Cabrini Green a breathtaking chronicle of Willis's childhood and the neglected housing project and his journeys to become an oncologist, researcher, and author, and writes, "The beauty of Echoes of Cabrini Green is that Willis doesn't pretend to understand or rationalize the ruin that awaits some over others. He doesn't attempt to explain away the cosmic forces that have yet to be understood. Instead, Willis achieves what only a great memoirist can do, examine one's life and draw out lessons without being too prescriptive." In the preface to Echoes of Cabrini Green, Willis writes, "Life's most profound lessons often emerge from the quiet exchanges between loved ones, carried on the whispers of wisdom and love that span generations. This is the essence of my life story, a narrative deeply interwoven with the gracious words and enduring resilience of my mother. Her voice, a lifeline of strength and faith, was my anchor in a world where struggle was as constant as the rising sun. Her love transcended the harsh realities of Chicago's west and near north sides, shaping the man I became even amid the shadows of adversity. In the corridors of public housing projects like Cabrini Green, where society's inequalities converged with the fight for dignity, survival was an art form. These communities, carved out of economic necessity and systemic neglect, held within them stories of pain and triumph. Amid these towering concrete edifices, my family found itself clinging to the profound blessings of unity and love and to the unwavering will to persevere. For all the challenges presented by poverty and marginalization, the core of our existence was fortified by my mother's indomitable spirit. As a young boy, I held tight to the wisdom my mother shared and to the warmth of her words, a light against the coldness of our surroundings. The letters she wrote to me when I became the first in my family to attend college have been lost to the chaos of life, yet her words endure, imprinted on my heart, mind, and soul. They were my compass, guiding me through the turbulence of life in a poverty-stricken neighborhood, leading me to the hallowed halls of academia and professional success. Her letters, though physically gone, form the foundation of this memoir, a testament to her love and the lessons she imparted. Public housing projects, often conceived with hope and promise, became battlegrounds of resilience and struggle. Cabrini Green, in particular, carried the weight of societal inequalities, its residents navigating a maze of systemic barriers that stifled opportunity. Yet within these stark walls, the blessings of survival emerged, not in material wealth, but in the intangible treasures of love, family, and community. It was here that mothers, often the steadfast heads of households, bore the brunt of life's hardships while embodying unyielding strength and grace. My mother's story is just one of countless untold narratives of women who carried their families through storms of adversity. Her sacrifices were not always visible to the world, but they were etched into the lives she nurtured. She taught me that strength is not the absence of struggle, but the ability to rise, time and again, in the face of it. Her love was not just a feeling, but a commitment, a daily act of courage and selflessness. And her unwavering resolve, I saw the essence of integrity, a commitment to truth and accountability, even when it was difficult. In her kindness, I learned the power of small gestures and the transformative impact of compassion. And in her imperfections, I discovered the beauty of humanity, the reminder that it is not perfection but perseverance that defines us. You can buy your own copy of Echoes of Cabrini Green, Letters to My Mother by Rudolph Elliott Willis from our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to hear about some of the books in our spotlight to celebrate a Southern Illinois summer. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.